Hey guys, so I'm gonna take this special episode to talk about the film Bird Box. I know people have been waiting on me to talk about the film because of statements that I made on social media saying that I found Bird Box to be a well-made yet frustratingly problematic film. And I stand by that. I think Bird Box was a very well-made film. As far as the aesthetic, it is a good-looking film. It's a good-sounding film. It's very well-made. It does keep suspense going from the start to finish. Sandra Bullock and I think everyone in the film, John Malkovich, everybody in the film, I think, put in a great performance. So as far as it a film narrative, as far as the way the film is made, I think it was a very well-made film. It kept me interested. I wasn't bored 1 minute of the film. But equally, I found the film to be problematic. I found the film to be stupid in a lot of places. I found it to be ham-fisted in the way that it was written in a lot of places, particularly some of the ethnic characters in the film. And before you go there, hey, that's just the way I see it, okay? I'm an African-American man. I'm almost 50. You know, I have a different perspective when it comes to watching films. It's particularly the way that people are represented in films. And as a filmmaker and as a writer myself, while I'm not bashing this film, you know, which I find incredibly shitty for filmmakers to do to other filmmakers. So I'm not doing that. But I'm just talking about the characters in the film. Okay, so unless you've been under a rock, you know about the film Bird Box, which it stars Sandra Bullock. It's about a post-apocalyptic world where there are malevolent creatures who you can't see, seemingly, who if you do see them, they drive you to commit suicide. So the first 10 minutes of the film are great. They really set the tone and really put you in the world. You know what I mean? You have something that starts off in another country and finds its way over here to America, which, you know, could be saying something there, which starts off in Europe and winds up over here. And I think the film is saying something there, but I digress. So Sandra Bullock and her sister, they narrowly escape the hospital after people start killing themselves. And unfortunately, Sandra Bullock's sister kills. And let me stop here. If you haven't seen the film, there are going to be spoilers in here. So if you haven't seen it, you probably don't want to listen to me rant on about this film, because I'm gonna be dropping spoilers and plot points about the film. So let's stop here, or, you know, let me tell you that I'm going to be talking about the film and things that happen in the film. So it's not spoiler free. And if you haven't seen it by now, hey, that's on you. But anyway, so Sandra Bullock and her character, and her sister nearly escape the hospital. And her sister sees whatever it is that she's supposed to not see and kills herself. Okay, so Sandra Bullock winds up in this house, which basically becomes the model UN for an apocalyptic situation. In this house, you got the tough Hispanic female, you have the wayward white youth drug dealer, you have the waspy asshole lawyer, you have the gay Asian homeowner, you have the pregnant, jaded, single mom, Sandra Bullock's character, you have the older, nurturing mom character, the naive young mother, and not one, but two prototypical magical Negroes. Now, people are going to argue with me here about the two black male characters. Tom, played by Trevante Rhodes, and Charlie, played by comedian Rael Howery, they do fit the magical Negro trope, outside of having actual magical powers, which you'll learn if you watch in film, that the magical Negro trope, the character doesn't actually have to have magical powers. Okay, but let's look at the bullet points here. I mean, the characters, those characters are basically a plot device who exists to be a help or at the service of white characters. Okay, so if you watch the film, And if you saw the film, and if you see other films like this, you're going to see these characters. They're going to be characters who are basically plot devices who exist to help the white characters. Well, Hank, why does everything have to be about race? Okay, well, I can point out so many films where this happens where you can't ignore that it is or that it's not. Okay? Again, so the characters are plot devices who exist to help the white characters. And if I'm losing you here, you can cut the shit off. I'm gonna keep going. The characters often possess magical powers or knowledge no one else has. Like Charlie, Rail's character, who he's while working on his job as a grocery store employee at another earmark of the magical Negro. Huh? Okay, so in these movies, they ain't never a lawyer or a doctor or a scientist. Usually not. Sometimes you might get one or two that are scientists or, you know, they're super smart or whatever. But, you know, they go kill his ass off before the movie's over with. But anyway, they're either a slave, a janitor, a maid, mechanic, or they work in some type of service type industry. Okay, so Charlie, he was working on a book about what they were possibly facing, having researched and gathered knowledge just so he can impart that to the white characters and before his character is discarded. This is usually how it happens. Again, I can point this out in several films where this happens. And speaking of Charlie's knowledge, you know, it's funny that when a white character, an Asian character, anybody else tells us about, you know, the ancient times or the magic book or the biology of the alien or the monster or the science behind something, nobody says shit. Nobody questions their knowledge ever. But since Charlie worked at the grocery store, the first thing Lucy, the Hispanic character, asks sarcastically is, did you learn all of that working at the grocery store? Then went on to ask him if he learned it in college, as if his job and his intelligence were mutually exclusive. And speaking of Lucy, the writer ain't off the hook about her either. See, the single Latina in the film, who, like most Latinas in films, are sexualized and reduced to an object to feed the gratification of the white men in the film. Now, she starts the film as a promising and clearly intelligent police academy cadet who's reduced to a sexual object that runs off with Felix, the bad boy drug dealer, in less than an hour of the film. But again, I digress. And I know you're seething. I know you're mad at what I'm saying. But we can go back and we can look at these films and we can look at how these characters are reduced to these types of tropes. And it happens too much. And that's when you as writers make ham-fisted attempts at writing ethnic characters. But let's go on with the magical Negro trope. Another point. The character is patient and wise, often dispensing various words of wisdom, and is closer to the earth. So we can talk about, you know, how they do Native American characters. But again, I digress. The character will also... The character will also do almost anything, including sacrificing him or herself to save the white protagonist, like Charlie. Now, when we meet Charlie was scared to death of everything most of the damn film. He was fucking scared of everything most of the film. The sight of blood, he ran out of the room. Loud noises, buck-eyed scared. Ready to, nah, fuck this shit. Let me out the car. I'm ready to go. I don't want to be here with y'all. I don't want to die. But like less than 6 minutes later, he somehow finds the courage to stupidly and unnecessarily sacrifice himself in the grocery store. Because, like I said, he'd already dispelled his knowledge, right? He'd already given his knowledge to the white characters. So at this point, he's a useless plot device. So we got to discard him now. And so if that isn't the character of Tom, I don't know what is. See, from the moment Sandra Bullock's character, Mallory, came into the house, Tom rode hard for her and them two little white kids and gave his life for them, even though she kind of treated him like shit most of the film. Now, I had a debate with that with a friend of mine. But I'm saying, if you watch the film, and I did, I've seen it three times. She kind of treated him like shit. I ain't say she ain't love the brother. But. And I like Sandra Bullock. And it's not a rebuke on her character or on her as an actress. And again, the people that think I'm race baiting or think that, you know, this is all about race, whatever. Okay, you could, like I said, you could cut it off. You don't have to listen to me here. But for once, I would have loved to have seen a black man ride that hard for a black woman in a film. Is that too much to ask? Am I asking too much? I would love to have seen Tom actually live. Would you know black men really do in horror films anyway? But if he did have to go out, he did so protecting his queen and his kids. But I know. Showing that on film is damn near science fiction, fantasy, flights of fancy. You know, but having people kill themselves by a presence they can't see is more believable, I guess. But again, I digress. And then there's much to be said about the film's depiction of mental illness. The issue being that the normal people, quote unquote, who encountered the beings, they kill themselves. While the mentally ill, they're somewhat immune from the creature's powers. Rather, they're used, like always, as weak, malleable instruments of the film's antagonist, with the cliche insane asylum breakout thrown in for good measure. Again, with the escape from the mental institution for the criminally insane. And what the fuck? What is the institution for the criminally insane? What is that, Arkham? I mean, what the institution for the criminally insane? It sounds like some shit out of a comic book. They exist. They do exist. I looked it up. They do exist. But it just seems just out there. Like this they happen to be within proximity of the institution for the criminally insane. Again, with Hollywood romanticizing people who are mentally ill as a plot device. Again, with having the seemingly normal person turn on the protagonist and reveal himself as a psycho. When we saw the shit coming 200 miles away, it wasn't even a shock. When the moment the dude came in the house, I said, the fucker's a psycho. I knew it when he came in the house. He was wide-eyed, bug-eyed, crazy as shit, as cat shit looking white boy. I knew that he was crazy. As soon as he came in the house, I was like, that dude is fucking crazy. I knew it. And can't nobody say that they saw this film and didn't see that coming 250 miles away. Paper thin. So again, my problem with the film isn't the way it's made, but the characters that it didn't make. To the screenwriter, I'm a screenwriter myself. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm being shitty to the writer. But bruh, your characters are paper thin and far less interesting than the mythology of the characters and what was going on outside, which I think should have been explored more than the ham-fisted attempt at a character study. If you want to see a good character study of people in an apocalyptic or horrifying situation, look no further than the film The Mist. Okay? Which was a far better executed film. Now, if you want to talk about a film that is an allegory for the United States of fucking America, Look no further than Frank Darabont's masterfully made horror film, The Mist. Now, that film talks about race, religion, class, everything. Everything. It was a scene in the film, and I'm paraphrasing. Toby Jones' character, who played the clerk in the grocery store, who was intelligent and knew a lot. And again, nobody questioned his intelligence the entire film, by the way. Said something that sticks with me to this day. And again, I'm paraphrasing. He said that if you put people in the dark and scare the shit out of them, they're going to find a way to separate in groups and find ways to kill one another. I said, I'll be damned. And that's just what happened in the film. Now, that was an allegory. That was a character study of America. Bird Box was not. It tried to be. But it didn't land. Again, a well-made film, great performances. But it tried to say a lot, but it didn't come out right. It's like somebody starting a sentence and getting halfway through and getting frustrated and stopping. Because there are subtle moments in the film like, ooh, I see what they're trying to say. Shit, they didn't say it. And that's how you felt. You're like, ooh, shit, they didn't say it. Great attempt. Good looking, good sounding, well acted. Of course, John Malkovich, man, Sandra Bullock, man, oh man, just great. BD Wang, all great, great actors. Really good actors. I couldn't complain once about the cast. The attempt was ham-fisted. And if people act this dumb during the zombie apocalypse, and oh, we're going to have a zombie apocalypse. I mean, that's, come on. Duh. We're in trouble. We're in serious trouble.